Let us pray as we stand. Indeed, our God, it is well with our soul. It is well with my soul. Thank you, Daddy, for making me stand before your people, that you may be able to communicate that which is upon your heart this morning. We want to thank you and surrender this service before you, mighty God, for we are here, Jehovah, by your mercies, O God. Mercy from the head, mercy to our toes, O God. We thank you, God Almighty, that Lord, continue speaking and speaking as I heard you, Jehovah, that you may be able to encourage us and raise our hope and give us a picture and the direction this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. We may be seated. Thank you. Thank you very much once more to the congregation and the leadership of the church to enable me standing before you. It is my privilege and honor to speak to you the words that God has put upon my heart to share to you, the beloved ones of God. The theme of my message this morning is entitled Mercy. It is entitled Mercy, the mercy of God. We want to look at the mercy of God. So the message is entitled Mercy. So we looked into the book of John chapter 8 verse 1 to 11 where I began to picture Jesus Christ as a teacher. Jesus Christ is teaching the people and here comes a commotion of people coming, pushing on their way where Jesus was. They come with this woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. So I began to picture Jesus as a great teacher. He's with the people teaching them. Now here comes these people pushing their way in. And they are with this woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. The one thing I love about my Bible, the Bible which is the Word of God, it is true, it does not change. This is why the Bible says, all things shall pass away, but the Word of God shall remain. The Word of God is not like a newspaper, because in a newspaper we hear of political leaders who may stand today and promise something, but tomorrow in the same newspaper, you hear them making excuse that we cannot fulfill this. But the Word of God, it is true. This is why this morning, I want us to look at this message of mercy. This was not a speculation. It was not a rumor or a scandal. It was something which was very true. Here is the woman who's been caught in the very act of adultery. They brought a woman to Jesus. The reason they came to Jesus, they wanted to arrest Jesus in his words. Because the Bible says, by the words of your mouth, you are condemned. So they wanted to find a fault in Jesus if he's not going to dance to the tune that Moses had put up. That whoever is found in the adultery should be killed, should be stoned. So they brought Jesus, they brought this woman before Jesus. And they asked Jesus to say, teacher, here is the woman who has been caught in the very act of adultery. What do you say? The law of Moses commands us to stone such a one. But the Bible gave us a picture. Jesus did not say anything. He knelt down and right on the ground. Again, they pushed Jesus to say, come on, say something. Jesus bent down and write something on the ground. They wanted to kill two birds with one stone. They wanted to kill the girl or the lady and he killed Jesus if he's not going to speak something according to the law of Moses. Now, Jesus stood up and asked a question to say, if any of you has not lied, committed adultery, has not stolen, has not corrupted, let such put a stone and throw it on this woman. He bent down. The Bible told us to say, they started moving away, starting from the eldest to the least. They all moved away. We are here, we want to look at mercy. Mercy is getting what you do not deserve. Mercy is getting what you do not deserve. When you deserve hell, then you get heaven. That is mercy. Mercy is when you had the struggles in going to school, then God brings up a church to work with eagle's wings to sponsor you to school. That is mercy. Mercy is being treated with kindness instead of being treated harshly. That is mercy. So we look at the picture of this woman. So mercy is what we are talking about. We want to look at God as a character of mercy. We know that God is a loving God. We know that God is the provider. But we want to look at God this morning as the God who is of mercy. Hallelujah, church. So our God is a merciful God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 tells us that, says, but God who is rich in mercy. God is rich in mercy. This woman who was supposed to die, this woman who was supposed to be stoned because she was in the very act of adultery. Where is the man? These people, the Jews and the Pharisees, had an issue with the women. There is no man here. How can you be caught in the very act of adultery without a man? So they wanted to pick a wrong thing from Jesus. So now, God is a God who's full of mercy. Hebrews says, had it not been for the mercies of God, we would have been consumed. We were in a place of dirty. We were in a place of sin. We were not worthy to stand before God. I was not worthy to stand even before you. But because of the mercies of God, God picked us and washed us and elevated us. Had it not been for the mercies of God, we would have consumed. God, some people imagine God as a very tall man with a crab in his hand, ready to eat when we go wrong, when we mess up. God is not only omnipotent, is not only omniscience, is not only a God who is found everywhere. But I want you, Jay, to begin to picture God as well as a massive God. This woman, she had an idea of what was going to happen upon her. Because she has been born into the same community. She has lived among the same community. And at one point, I imagine, she was in the forefront of stoning someone who had committed adultery in her days. So where she is now, she's ready to die. She's thinking something in her mind that I'm going to be stoned. Somebody say mercy. The mercy of God. When you begin to walk with God, that is when you can realize the fullness of the mercy of God. And God will begin to make you grow in the mind of mercy. When you walk with God, that is when you are going to find that God is a merciful God. This is why when David sinned, he slept with Bathsheba and he killed Uriah. When he went to God, he started by pleading for mercy. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. David knew what was supposed to be done. In a Jewish culture, the Levitical order was supposed to be followed. He was supposed to kill the calf or the cow and put it on the altar so that he can give sacrifice to God for God to atone for his sins. But David went to God. The first thing he said, God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Our God is a merciful God. David did not make... They wanted these ordained people in the Old Testament. They wanted the presence of God in their lives. They wanted the presence of God in their lives. But David passed all the Levitical orders and went to speak of mercy. Our God is a God of mercy. Our God is a merciful God. This is why he has given me this way that I may be able to reach it out to you. We want to look at God as a merciful God. A woman who was caught in the act of adultery, when she came in the presence where Jesus was, her story was changed. Her story was never the same. Yes, there were condemners. They were condemning her to say she has been caught. She has been caught in the very act. But because the mercy of God was ever present, her story was changed. I come to deal with this subject of mercy because it is the most abused subject. It is the most neglected subject. People like the Pharisees who think they are there, they are taking advantage to neglect people who are under there. This woman, she was supposed to be in college, but they want to stone her. Then on the other hand, I've come to deal with this subject because some people, they don't understand the word mercy. Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, no, child of God. We need to be people that are realizing the mercies of God. We need to be people that are uplifting, showing mercy even to where it is needed. I understand that God, in as much as God is merciful, is also a just God. He's just. Just means he's ready to smite. Is ready to punish. He gives you some second chance, a grace period to adjust. Then when you don't adjust, he will strike you. I went through the names of God, and one of his names is Jehovah Makan, which means the God that smites. So if you don't change, God can smite you. He's a merciful God. He's giving this woman the second chance. Jesus said, I have come not to condemn you, but go and sin no more. That was the second chance. God gives the second chance. If you don't change in the grace period, then he's going to smite you. And when he smites you, he does not smite properly. So we want to understand that as much as God is a merciful God, it's also a just God. So now, one of the things that we have to preach as the church is this time of mercy is the time to go back to God. In a time of mercy is a time of new rebuilding of our relationship with God. In a time of mercy is a time to look back and reflect where you have come from. That is what happens in the season of mercy. So when the mercy of God comes upon your life, we know that God can smite, he gets upset when we sin. Now, where does the angry God meets with the sinful man? We know we are sinful. We were sinners. Now God has protected us. Now where does the angry God meets with the sinful man? We are looking at mercy. In the Old Testament, people, they wanted the presence of God. So when they have sinned, they used to go into the Holy of Holies, where there was three courts. the outer court, the middle court, and the inner court, which was the Holy of Holies. So they could get the priest to go into there to atone for their sins. Now, this is the new time that Christ has come, where we meet with our God. We meet with our God on the place called Jesus. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son. We did not love God. He loved us first and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation in Greek, it means elasmos. Elasmos means to appease, to satisfy. So where I am bad here, then Christ come between me to make God be satisfied. So Christ is a satisfier. This is why this woman was not killed, because there was a satisfier. This woman was not stoned, because Jesus was there to change the story of her life. Christ is the propitiation of our sins. He propitiates God. When we have messed up, he goes to the Father and says, Daddy, don't kill them. Give them the second chance. He propitiates the Father. That is Jesus Christ. Propitiation. When the woman sinned, Jesus was there to propitiate her sins. This is why if these people were smart enough, they would have killed the woman outside the town and come to Jesus to report that we have just killed a woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. But they made a wrong thing. They brought this woman in the presence of mercy. When you have come in the presence of mercy, your story is changed. You are not the same. Jesus has changed your story because you are in the presence of mercy. Jesus changes our story. The Bible says, if any man is in Christ Jesus, is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. This woman, she came as an adulterer, but when she came in the presence of Jesus, our old life had gone. Hallelujah. Our old life had gone. She was satisfied. She was made anew. Her story had changed. I don't know, people who have condemned you. I don't know what names you are called. I don't know what you have messed up. But I came to tell you that there is a God who is able to satisfy your wrongs. This is the time, child of God. This is the time, child of God. This is the time. You were not... You are not good by yourself. Look here. You are not too good by yourself. It is by the mercies of God. The wife that you have, Daddy, look at your wife. When you see her, she's beautiful. It is the mercy of God. It is not by power nor by mighty. When you look at the children that you have to say mercy, because there are two people in the world who have no children. There are people in the world who have no children. But when you look at your children, you have to say mercy. When you look at your wife, you have to say mercy. When you look at your husband, you have to say mercy. When you put on nice clothes, you don't have to brag. You have to say mercy has made me this. You are where you are by the mercies of God. You are what you are by the mercies of God. The Lord has given you what you have. It is by the mercies of God. So you have to know, child of God, the job that you have. I know you are beautiful, you are intelligent, you are handsome, but you are not good on your own. You need the mercy of God to accompany you. You are where you are by the mercies of God. Some of us, we would have died a long time ago. Some of us, we used to sleep without food. We would have died from anger. But the mercy of God brought us this far. Some of us, we were involved in road accidents. We would have died, but the mercy of God brought us this far. Where you are seated, there are people right now, this minute, who are dying from Ebola. There are people right now, this time, who are dying from HIV and AIDS. You are where you are by the mercies of God. This is why when a time to look at the mercy of God has come, we have to stand and say, oh God, I am not too good, but you are good. So the mercy of God. You could have died a long time when you were 19 from leukemia. You would have died a long time when you messed up. When you mess up, the devil says, yes, she's condemned, but Jesus is saying, this is the best product. When God wants to give you the contract, the devil says, no, he sinned the other day. She sinned the other day, but the mercy says, no, this is the right person. So, child of God, you are where you are by the mercies of God. May the good Lord bless you as we close in the word of prayer. Shall we pray? Our daddy and our master, we want to thank you. We want to bless your name that, God, it is by your mercy that we are here, oh God. It is by your mercy that we have come this far. It is by your mercy that you are taking us very far. Thank you for your congregation, O God, and thank you for the word that you have spoken to our hearts, O God, that on our own we are not too good. On our own we are weak people. On our own, Jehovah, we cannot do it, but we are here by your mercy, O God. Father, we thank you. We honor your name. To you be the glory, honor, and power. We worship your name. Thank you, Daddy, for your word which you have taught us in this service. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.